This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
True crime fans will love Crime House True Crime Stories, a Crime House original podcast. Every Monday, you'll experience the most notorious true crime cases from that week in history, all linked by a common theme, from serial killers to disappearances to unsolved murders and so much more. Follow and listen to Crime House True Crime Stories, an Odyssey podcast in partnership with Crime House Studios, available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
You ever thought about fighting a tiger or a lion?
That's what it's like. Okay, all right. That puts it in perspective.
Cheetah. Yeah, so it just depends on what, you know, what kind of rush style he's doing.
Okay,
if he's going down the middle, it's a tiger. Mm-hmm. He's going around the edge, it's a cheetah. And if he's doing a move, it's a whatever tiger, lion, mm-hmm. cheetah, bloody Black Panther. You know.
All right.
Yeah, it seems pretty challenging to try to block that guy. Welcome back. That was Jordan Mailata yesterday with Afternoon trying to describe what it's like to block a Miles Garrett. So we had a listener submission to what animal Hugh Douglas is.
Yeah, it's honestly perfect.
What is it?
A panda, because he's stubborn and plant-based.
I am not stubborn. I'm just right.
Excuse me?
I am not stubborn. I ain't stubborn. Not at all.
You mentioned the fact that the teams that the Eagles have played throughout this 8-game win streak have been tomato cans.
I was right.
They had just beat the Ravens in Baltimore.
They played tomato cans, Rock. They were playing tomato cans.
If you asked our listeners, is Hugh Douglas stubborn? I would say they'd all say yes.
You argued
for 2 years that defense is a luxury, not a necessity.
And he still won't.
I still ain't gay that. What are you talking about? I'm still on that train.
He's stubborn about not being stubborn.
That's how you know you're stubborn.
I am fair and balanced.
Fair and balanced?
Yes.
Oh, you're stubborn and you're plant-based. I mean, you're a panda. You are.
With the mean streak in there.
Yeah, there is.
I don't have a mean streak. Okay, I do.
You look very pleasant on the outside, but don't get on your bad side.
Yeah, I don't know if I've ever heard a comp better than Hugh Douglas panda. I mean, like, I'm going to strive
Hugh
to make
Douglas
a comp.
Also, aren't pandas like antisocial too?
I think they like to keep themselves.
I mean,
a little bit. It
might be the best description of Hugh I've
like
ever
a panda
heard.
And his bamboo, Hugh and his gummy. They just leave him alone. They're good. I like this. It's a good one. All right,
2-1.
You shouldn't. It's a compliment. 215. Could you imagine trying to block a panda? Most offensive linemen could do that. That would they'd win. Like you won a lot with 80 sacks before we took some away. All right, 215-592-9494. We did mention, we'll get back to your phone calls, that the Eagles made a hire this morning, Hugh. They have a new quarterbacks coach because we lost Doug Nussmeier. He ran down to New Orleans with Kellen Moore. So we need a new quarterbacks coach. You know, Petullo's the new coordinator. He went from pass game coordinator to offensive coordinator. So that's his job. And then they hired Parks Frazier to be the new pass game guy. So the new quarterback coach, Hugh Douglas, is Scott Leffler. Scott Leffler is the new quarterbacks coach. And when he got hired, I saw he was Bowling Green's coach. So that was like, all right, I started looking into him. And I got to tell you, we got ourselves a character here. This guy's career, before we get into some of the particulars here, is all over the place. He was a quarterback at Michigan, where he crossed paths with Tom Brady and John Ritchie.
This is really...
Then he ended up as a coach. You know, he kind of moved his way, graduate assistant coach. He was the quarterback's coach on the 0-16 Lions in 2008. He coached at Temple. He has been at Bowling Green in recent years. And Hugh Douglas, we found this out this morning, that Scott Leffler is the first coach to ever be ejected in college football after getting 2 unsportsmanlike conduct penalties in the same game. Can we hear a little bit of that when Scott Leffler was ejected as a head coach at Bowling Green?
Scott Leffler still pleading his case for stuff going on that last drive as the Bulls CS. Gators have the 4th best rushing offense How will that factor in during as the timeout, those two powers go?
A second unsportsmanlike conduct foul was called against Bowling Green head coach. That 15-yard penalty will be assessed on the kickoff. The Bowling Green head coach has been disqualified and ejected for the remainder of the game.
Wow. Right, so in. Scott Leffler joined right still after that second
coach.
Unsportsmanlike penalty. The first one happened on the last drive. Another one happened as he continued the conversation. And that's massive. He's the play caller for this Falcons offense.
I'm not sure he knows that he has to leave. He is the offensive play caller. I don't know what Bowling Green's going to do if he really has to leave.
Charge timeout. Bowling Green, the first of the half.
He kept it going with referee Jeremy Valentine. Again, we showed you some of that. Step for step with him.
Yeah, he's relentless. He fits right in the Philly.
Oh,
congratulations.
Awesome.
Good luck. I mean, not good luck, but welcome to Philadelphia.
I forgot to mention he also was Tim Tebow's quarterback coach for Urban Meyer.
Wouldn't tell nobody that.
Florida.
No, Urban, like Tim Tebow was good in college.
Oh, he was great in college.
In college.
I got to tell you, this guy's an electric factory. I didn't know anything about him before he got here today. He got thrown out of a game.
That's gangster.
As a head coach.
Yeah, that's pretty gangster right there.
That means
you don't know how to act in public. I mean, I'm okay with that. You know, I've been accused of not knowing how to act in public at times. So, yeah, I'm okay with that.
Now, here's the question. Are he and Sirianni going to end up as like a tag team dynamic duo flipping out on the sidelines? Or do we get a moment where they butt heads together?
No, I would like to see them in a barroom brawl because they could take some folks out.
You know,
Coach?
You know who would not like to see that?
Who was that?
Jeffrey Lurie.
Oh, yeah. Coach Sirianni, they're headbutting people. Yelling and screaming, smashing beers all over the place with a bloody face. I'm like, yeah, and his friend right beside him. Yeah, that'd be awesome. Him and what was it? The new offensive coordinator?
Petula.
And all those three? Yeah. They seem like they get it in.
I'm telling you, I knew nothing about Scott Leffler until this morning, and now I am all in. This guy is...
intrigued.
He's wild. And... apparently good. I mean, the Bowling Green offense was putting up points, so he was their play caller. So he's the new quarterback coach here in Philadelphia. All right, back to the phones here. Keith in Fort Worth. Hey, Keith.
Hey, guys.
What's up, Keith?
Yeah, world champs, baby. I mean, that's all I said on Bourbon Street after the game. But getting to the call, all the speculation is driving me nuts. I mean, how he plays chess when we're talking about checkers here. You know, we have one player that's valuable. He keeps hitting he's unhappy, and I love A.J. Brown, but he wants to be a 1,500-yard, 15-TD-a-year player, and there's just not enough targets here.
So what are we suggesting here? What are we suggesting?
Well, I'm saying as much as I love him, I mean, how he can trade A.J. Brown for the draft capital we need to get Myles Garrett, free up some cap space, and then be able to sign Ball, McKay, maybe Williams, and we can pair Garrett with Carter and Smith and go get a good drafted wide receiver. To pair with Devontae.
Whoo! Hugh, your first reaction
Ooh,
there.
That's too rich for my blood there. That's too rich. That's a lot. As much as AJ has been, you know, a little divisive, not a whole lot divisive, but.
A little divisive.
Not a whole lot. I mean, he's tolerable.
Yeah, well, yeah, he's tolerable. But
I mean, no, I'm not trying to do that, dog. No,
he's tolerable now. He's not doing sit-ups in the driveway, but he's still talking about the passing game, getting Brandon to talk about him.
You know what the problem is?
After the Super Bowl, and I love the dude, but he wants more. He wants the ball in his hand more, and I think
he's
been good.
Keith, they all do. Like, I was listening to Joy Malata. It's just a lot of times we get caught up in the messenger. Because, to be honest, if you're being fair – Jordan said the same thing yesterday, but it's because we feel differently about Jordan and the timing of him saying it. He said the same thing. He said after he won the Super Bowl, it was like, what's next? And I chimed in and said, well, you know, you still have the ring ceremony, so that's when it becomes real. I don't know what that feels like, man. And for them to be that driven, I understand it better, but I will say this. AJ gets the brunt of you know, the ridicule is because of some of the stuff that he's done in the past. But they all feel that way.
I understand that, Hugh, and I'm not saying we should do what we have to do to get – I'm not trying to get rid of A.J., but if we want to get Myles Garrett, you have to go with draft capital, and our offense has more draft capital than our defense, so we don't have to lose Smith. We don't have to lose any of these young ballers out there.
Mm-hmm.
It's not a crazy. Really, that's not a crazy miles, idea. It's not. Do. Yeah, it's not a crazy idea. I know, and most people will listen and say no because they don't want to subtract a great player to get another great player.
I understand.
Yeah, but no, it's not an insane idea. Here's what I would say. I would say no, but if the Eagles decide this offseason they want to keep the offense like it was last year, which is not throw it much and run it a lot, then you know you can rethink having two star receivers, right? Because it's just resource allocation. Do you need two star receivers if you're going to run the ball, you know, 500 times?
And that's what I'm saying. If we really want Myles Garrett, we just stop talking about just defensive players as compensation.
Yeah, Keith, I think it's a fair point. All right, what movie should we watch? Do you have a movie for us?
Yeah, I think everybody's seen it, but maybe Kyle hasn't. Pulp Fiction.
Have you seen Pulp Fiction?
I've seen Pulp Fiction the other day.
All right, just making sure. Yeah. Just making sure. I mean, I got to ask. All right, let's go. Let's go to Juice in South Philly. Hey, Juice.
What's up, fellas? How are you?
Juice.
What's going on?
All right. So I have a couple points here. First, so we were
got that creaky.
Mm.
Juice. You said. Mm.
Well, I didn't want to lose Juice, but
it's the way you said.
Juice lost the juice. I mean, what are we gonna do? It's a shame because I think Juice was cooking.
He was about to cook.
He was gonna, you know, he's gonna cook you, Ziggy, in the Lehigh Valley. What's up, Ziggy? Ziggy, don't do it to me. Ziggy, don't do it to me.
The moment was too big for it. Well, Ziggy, back. What's up, Ziggy?
What's up, man? What's up? Yeah. Listen, look. The Eagles are worth $1 billion more than they were a month ago. Okay,
tell them, Ziggy.
So I don't give a crap how much not my money's being spent. Go get Myles Garrett. Like, I've been listening to these podcasts of these former defensive players the past couple of days, and they're like, the NFL is struck with fear with the idea of these two guys lining up against.
Are you listening to this, Douglas?
No, so but I'm just trying to figure out how I was wrong, though. I'm still trying to figure out what
I was
wrong
about. He let him cook. He's telling
you why
you're wrong.
My bad. Ziggy, you got it. The floor is yours. We got $1 billion.
It's just my opinion. That's all. Like, you're not wrong. You have your opinion.
Thank you, Ziggy.
Hold on. Ziggy, every time you yell at me, you tell me I'm wrong. But Hugh's got an opinion.
Opinions can be stupid.
Because been there,
especially on this station.
Actual experience speaks more. Not that, you know, I just take what John Ritchie, what Hugh Douglas, and what Ike Reese has to say with a lot more seriousness.
Why, you think those guys know football or something?
So there's like a little bit more respect there. Yeah.
No, Ziggy, you know what, Ziggy? You're the only one. I sat here for the last 3 days, Ziggy. I appreciate it, but nobody feels the way that you do. Everybody thinks that I'm an idiot. And they don't care what I think about
the Eagles.
They
think you're a plant-based panda.
Yeah, an idiot. Nah. And they don't care. Eagles fans, want what they want. Kyle sits here every day. I'm Kyle's elder. He talks crazy to me every day.
I mean, he did call you old a couple of times.
And he called me old.
The old thing really stuck. I mean, it stuck in your ribs.
Sometimes old people lose their marbles, man. I'm just like.
Jerry Jones, Hugh Douglas, it happens. Oh, go ahead, Ziggy.
Believe me, I'm years past you, Hugh.
Well, Ziggy, we're all in a bad spot.
Part of you,
we both in a bad spot there.
You know. We can only watch them do it. We can't do it anymore. So
yeah.
Ziggy, what movie should we watch?
But yeah, go get Myles Garrett.
Okay.
Man.
What movie?
Yeah, this is a good one. Nick Nolte, Eddie Murphy, 48 Hours.
Oh, yes. That is a good Ziggy, I like that one a lot. Ziggy, good phone call. A little 48 Hours. When was the last time you saw that one? It's got to be
48 Hours. It's been a while.
15 or 20 years since I sat down and watched 48 Hours.
You know what's funny? Because to the point you were talking about earlier, the acting. You look at it differently when you're older.
Mm-hmm.
That was a terrible acting movie.
It's great, though.
It was a great movie, but it was terrible acting. Like, because that was one of Eddie Murphy's first movies. And you look at his range now, he's
Shrek.
Much better. Yes, but.
Honky.
Oh, yeah, the new Shrek movie getting killed, too.
Oh,
have you
it?
Seen it?
Wait,
yeah,
is it out yet?
Well, it's not out, but people are mad about the drawing of the Shrek. And you know,
it's a new animation for Shrek.
Yeah, and it's what's her name? Zendaya. Zendaya.
Zendaya?
Zendaya.
Zendayas?
No,
Zendaya.
Zendayas.
Yeah. Well, we just...
So wait a second. So
he's the daughter.
I just told us you're not stubborn.
After I just said I ain't stubborn at all.
I think they
Houston.
Just... I think I'm reading about this. They just took a cue from Hugh.
What?
So it says the DreamWorks will release Shrek 5, but fans are criticizing new animation. The character's glossy and smooth designs. It's like they rub Vaseline on themselves.
Yeah, they got Vaseline. All over Shrek and Donkey.
I'm seeing this animation.
Is it bad?
It's not good. Yeah, they butchered my boy Shrek, man.
What did they do to Shrek? Why would you change Shrek?
They had a formula. It was working. Well, we also have a new Shrek movie to add to the Harvard Hughes study.
Oh, what was that about the Eagles?
Oh, yeah,
the
Eagles going to Super Bowl.
Shrek years.
Yeah, that's right. So next year, that means we're going back, regardless of who we get.
Well, what did we conclude from that study?
It was inconclusive.
I kind of forgot about Hugh's study about the Shrek movies. And
that was the shout out to the guy that gave me that, because I was when I stayed in the city, he was like, "Yo, Hugh, you know the Eagles are going to Super Bowl because they win the Super Bowl. They go to Super Bowl every year that there's a Shrek movie that comes out."
No, we found out that wasn't the case.
It was inconclusive.
It wasn't.
So
inconclusive.
It was a lie. It was made up.
It was inconclusive.
But inconclusive things that you're told are made up.
Yeah. Well, no, that means that there's not enough data. Just kind of like the tush push. Yeah. It's not enough data.
But ultimately
to warrant somebody saying that it's.
But what Sean McDermott said was BS.
Yeah, it was. It was. You know, I try not to say that about Coach McDermott because I know him.
But he said BS.
But it was, that was a bad look on his part.
And but we still do encourage people. If you find something like that,
tell us.
You give it to Hugh so that he can do a deep dive.
Well, that's what Hugh goes home and that's what he does. He deep dives these studies here and he comes back to us with his take.
It's inconclusive.
Our Twitter question, sponsored by the PI Dental Center. Your smile is the first thing others see when they meet. You learn about and schedule your evaluation at PIDentalCenter.com. How should the Eagles approach this upcoming offseason? Run it back or go star hunting? Run it back up to 58% now, only 42% on star hunting. Juice, is he back up? Is Juice ready?
Juice.
Yeah, I'm here.
Juice.
I'm here.
What's up?
How you doing, fellas? What's going on, Juice?
Happy Friday,
Juice.
Man.
What's going on?
All right, so a couple points. I don't think that I'm capable of walking you back, right? I'm saying as far as bringing you to our side, but I definitely have Kyle's back on and Joe's back on this one.
Okay.
So here's what I'm saying. One, you keep saying, run it back. There is no running it back. We're going to lose players. We're going to lose Sweat. We're going to lose Williams. We're probably going to lose Bond. Like you say, they're going to overpay for Bond and make it too high for us to bring him back. So you need a defensive player of the year type guy that's going to come in and demand a double team. So my lot has said it. He's like an animal trying to block him. Imagine having Garrett and Carter on the same line. Now, Hugh, I'm asking you because you're the professional player. How hard is it? Can you double team two guys at the same time on the line?
It's difficult.
You can do that.
Right. It's possible, but are you going to allocate four linemen to two men?
No, like I said, you're right. You're right. It's difficult. But I got you. My fault, Juice. I thought you were done talking. The floor is yours.
No, okay. And as far as the compensation goes, if we lose Williams, we're going to get a third for him. If we lose a Sweat, we're going to get a fourth for him. That's regardless of the trade.
Yes and no. So, two things. One, you're right, Juice, but those picks will come in 2026, so it's a full year out, right? So, if we give up all the draft this year, we don't get anybody this year. They'll have a lot of picks next year. The other thing, Juice, it's a formula based on how many people you sign versus you lose. So if they don't sign anyone and they lose those guys, then they'll get picks. But if they sign players to replace them, they aren't guaranteed
sign.
Those picks. Sign, right,
but
sign,
it's,
sign.
It's signed, not
I know.
Trade.
Yep.
So if we trade for Miles, we still get those compensatory picks.
In 2026, yeah, yep.
Correct. Now, as far as giving up Nolan Smith, I'm with you. I would rather keep him, but 6.5 sacks isn't worth me keeping and not getting a transcending player that's a top five MVP candidate.
So I understand that, but that 6.5 in his second year in the NFL, there could be 11 next year, Juice. What he did in the playoffs was eye opening. I mean, he had 4.5 sacks in the postseason.
Yeah, ain't nobody in Eagles history did that.
But Hugh, let me ask you another question. And again, I'm not picking. I'm just deferring because you're the one that played in the NFL. Okay. If you have a good defensive line, they can make your cornerbacks better, correct?
Because it's symbiotic, symbiotic relationship. Okay. And don't worry about picking with me. Right. Hell, Kyle picks with me every day. Don't worry about that, dog.
Yeah.
Kyle picks with me every day.
So the other thing is, it can go both ways, right? So what happens if we have such a good cornerback core? Like the thing I think people are forgetting is we're going to end up probably losing Slay. I don't think they're going to bring him back for the money because we're hurting for money.
Yeah, you're probably right.
If we keep both, like say we keep the first round draft pick, that's guaranteed money we got to pay him. As opposed to if we use that in a trade, we don't have to pay the guaranteed money to the first round draft pick, and you get a second or a third that you could sign for cheaper.
Yeah, it's not. You're right. That's an interesting point. The money. I mean, you kind of as you spend more, you're kind of taking away a pretty decent chunk years from now. Yeah, that's interesting.
But Juice, right? what you're paying for is the control. Like that's the thing, Juice. And with a player like Myles Garrett, there's no control there. I mean, you're paying him what he's basically asking for. And when
I understand that. And then also, well, his contract would be up roughly, let's say, right around the time that Jalen Carter's going for his big number contract.
Well, roughly, so but he's going to want a new deal now. I mean, Juice, we appreciate the call. That's part of it. Good phone call. He brought a lot
really
there.
Really good. Yeah, he did.
Yeah.
He did, man. And see, this is the thing. I am not opposed to having Myles Garrett here. I need to know how much it costs. Just like that $10 steak that I bought yesterday. I need to know, you know, like I'm not paying for the high ass prices of meat. I'm gonna get that one that's probably been there on his last leg, and I'm gonna go home and cook that like right away.
Yeah, but sometimes those aren't that good.
Yeah, I mean, then I'm gonna sue the store I got it from because they can't be selling tainted meat.
You can't
like that.
Sue the Browns.
I'm gonna shake some dice with that tainted meat. You put $10 on, I bought that. But no, that's all. It's what do I have to give up? And what else do I have to do in order to make this happen? That's it. And I feel strongly about, say if that doesn't happen, I think that this organization, this team, this defense, I think they're in a good spot where they can still grow and still do all the things that we want them to do this upcoming season.
Well, they very well might. And the likelihood is it ends up with him not here. I wouldn't say it's like the favorite.
No, I'm gonna tell you, I'm gonna get y'all mind right. He's going to the Commodores, man.
Oh, that's not making our minds right.
No, I'm just saying, get ready for it because they're about to push
the bearer of bad
all
news.
In. No, I'm just trying to tell you.
If he's not here, I need him in the AFC. That's all.
I mean, I would love for him to be in the AFC. I'm shooting for the win, but I'm ready for the loss. That's all I'm saying. He going to the Commodores, though. He's going to the Commodores.
If I had to guess, Commanders, Lions feel like the other two teams.
Either or.
It's not great. It's not great. No, it's a problem. 215-592-9494. Your phone calls on the other side. Run it back or go for a star this offseason. Where do you come down as the Eagles? A lot of rumors out there connecting the Eagles to Myles Garrett. We'll get to everyone's phone call. And we do Clearwater check-ins in the 12 o'clock hour. How about a rock bottom check-in? That's next. You know what team I'm talking about.
Hey, yo, the hell with the Sixers, man.
On Sports Radio 94 WIP.